Proverbs 11, verses 1 through 11. A false balance is abomination of the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. By the blessing of the upright the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. The Lord is a God of justice, order, and equity. He is a God of proper balance, and one thing He despises is a false balance. Something that pretends to be true and honest and equally weighted, but is actually deceitfully measured. This is the case with much of modern Christianity. It appears to be all about Jesus, just like Satan appears as an angel of light. But it is actually all about self-gain and the riches of this life. The ministers appear to be men of God who love Jesus, but sexual scandals and money laundering abound. They proclaim tolerance, acceptance, all are welcome, for God is love. But the wicked and unclean dwell there, for they never proclaim that God is holy and righteous. These false balances are an abomination of the Lord, just like the false balance of legalistic godliness, quote unquote, like the Pharisees, who tithed mint and anise and cumin, but omitted the weightier matters of the law, such as judgment, mercy, and faith. But praise God, a just weight is the Lord's delight. And there is no other book that is more properly weighted and balanced than the Holy Bible itself. So let's be the blessed man of Psalm 1, who delights greatly in what the Lord delights in, God's Word. Then, when we assume this humble, lowly position with God and His Word, we can receive wisdom. We can become upright like the Lord desires, and can be guided by His perfect integrity. We can become righteous by His grace, and we shall be delivered from death itself. Jesus said that if we keep His saying, we shall never see death. And the righteousness of the perfect one, our Lord Jesus, shall direct our ways into true freedom from sin unto everlasting life. We shall be delivered out of all trouble, because by His knowledge we shall become just and upright. But it is not so with the proud. Those who refuse to humble themselves under the living God and His justly weighted word, those who refuse to patiently learn the ways and words of our Lord Jesus Christ, for them shall be shame and everlasting contempt. They shall be destroyed because of transgressing His law through perversion. Although they may gain temporary riches in the process, their riches will not profit or protect them in the day of the wrath of God, for only righteousness delivers from death. The things they plotted and conceived against others shall ensnare them, for transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness, and they shall fall by their own wickedness. Their expectations and hope shall perish, just like they shall perish. While they live, their mouths can do much destruction to those around them, and even to their whole country. But when they perish, and the righteous are exalted and blessed, the whole land shall rejoice and be exalted. For riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. Proverbs 11, verses 1 through 11.